Music from one of Disney's most famous animated movies fills a Thousand Oaks Theater. But the more than 1,000 kids here for a matinee aren't watching a showing of The Little Mermaid. It's a live musical and the last production of the season for the Cabrillo Music Theater. But up until a few weeks ago, it was going to be the last production ever. The more than two-decade-old nonprofit theater company has been struggling financially for years, and rather than going bankrupt, its board of directors decided to shut it down responsibly at the end of the season. Then a miracle happened in the form of a major anonymous donor.
We kind of thought it was done. I spoke to you. I thought it was over. But a benefactor stepped up and said, I really want the community to have this. So the board jumped into action. I give the board a lot of credit here. They're the ones who started examining different ways it could work, rebuilding the company differently, coming up with the beginnings of a really strong business plan for the next 5 years.
Lewis Wilkenfeld has been Cabrillo's artistic director for a decade, and 5 years ago, he also took over management of the company. He inherited more than $250,000 in debt, a shrinking subscriber base, and then was hit with hefty hikes in rental fees for use of its home theater complex at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. The theater has paid down much of its debt during the last 5 years, but has still struggled. Wilkenfeld says with many local musical theater companies disappearing, like the Santa Barbara Civic Light Opera, people need to realize that they have a different business model and that ticket sales aren't enough for them to survive.
As a nonprofit organization, we will always need 30 to 40% of our income to be from non-ticket sales, sponsorships, donations, grants, because ticket sales alone cannot do enough.
The young audience here for this matinee doesn't know about the drama surrounding the theater company. One of the theatergoers, Ashley Piventel, says they're just excited about seeing a story they know and love live on stage.
I think it just reminds me of my childhood. I think it just brings me back to that.
Can you give me a little bit of song there?
How does it go? It goes, ah, ah, something like that. That's the best it's going to be.
I was a kid, a squirmy little squid. I was number 7, born of 7.
Wilkenfeld says Cabrillo provides entertainment for older theatergoers, but an important cultural experience for its younger members.
It's shaping the lives of kids. As we're talking, we've got 300 kids from underserved schools watching a current performance of The Little Mermaid. Many of these kids have never seen theater before. The arts keeps kids off the streets.
Little Mermaid's cast members understand what they're doing is much more than just a show. Allison Bagley plays Ariel.
It's fun because some of these kids, it's their first time seeing any musical at all. And it's amazing to be able to be that heroine that these kids are looking up to for the first time. So Lewis says every night before the show, he's like, this might be someone's first time seeing a show. And you might be tired and you might have had a bad day or whatever, but you need to go out there and give it your all because this is their first time getting a chance to see this art form.
And Lawrence Cummings, who plays the crusty crustacean Sebastian in the musical, says it's amazing to see the kids react to 2D characters from a movie coming to life in 3D.
The kids are crazy. They love me or they're scared of me because they see me using my claws, so they don't know if the claws are real or not. They think they might be real, so some of them cower and they're afraid to even see me. And some of them just think I look crazy, which, you know, I do.
Cabrillo has announced it will do 3 shows next season, Evita, Sister Act, and Peter Pan. After a decade, Lewis Wilkenfeld has decided to step down as artistic director for the company, admitting it was tough to deal with the double duty of trying to produce shows and keeping Cabrillo afloat financially. He says the anonymous donor is giving the company a new shot, and he hopes that new blood can put together a viable long-term business plan. As for The Little Mermaid, it runs through Sunday, with performances tonight and tomorrow, and matinees Saturday and Sunday. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.
If I could